ఇలా పోయి దీనికి రా అంత కొడి పై హో చోంతన్ హాఫ్ ఫామ్ తం రాని కాకే కాకే
of your picking. About that for an eclectic set. That's right. We've got the Smiths' Hand in Glove from their self-titled debut. But prior to that, it was Grace Jones. Grace Jones covering the Police's Demolition Man. And I think her cover is better than the original. Nightclubbing was the name of the record we took that from. Prior to that, the Jay Giles Band with Teresa off of Sanctuary. I have to say that, like, where did that record come out? In, like, 1980? So for the last 44 years, bands in Boston have been sounding like the Jay Giles Band, and over and over and over again. It's just amazing how much of an imprint they made. I mean, bands coming out, I don't know if they're necessarily new, but, you know, bands have been kicking around since then, and they all sound, a lot of them, sound like the Jay Giles Band. It's just they set the template, and people just kept on reinterpreting it. Not that all Boston bands sound like that, but a lot of them do. Cabaret Voltaire before that with Sensoria from Microphonies. So it's weird. It's kind of like a rock and like some weird electro-industrial set. It was kind of like, I don't know, schizophrenic or maybe even freeform. So the show here tonight, we're playing selections for the playlist in the book Live from the Underground, The History of College Radio. And so the college radio is just getting started, and really it's all of these stations at various institutions around the country realizing that they have some power, trying to get more power and create more influence on what the record labels are sending them in terms of music and why they're sending, what they're sending, and, you know, what it means to be a college radio or to be in college radio. You know, what kind of music do you play, and is it important to be a place to nurture future DJs and communicators, or is it just a place to kind of be creative and play music in a way that is, you know, up to the DJ, or is it the administration of each station that dictates what the DJs play and how they play it? So it's been really interesting to kind of read about that. And also I just read about the formation of CMJ and how that started, kind of creating a network through which stations would provide their playlist, and then a nationwide playlist would be created. CMJ was important to me when I was in college radio, and it's amazing. After I graduated and left, and I tried to keep tabs on what was going on with CMJ, and I knew that the dot-com music revolution would not be good for some traditional institutions. When CMJ was sold, Robert Haber, the founder, sold it to some dot-com, and I couldn't even tell you the name of it. It's not like it was Amazon or something that's still around today. They were not around very long, and then CMJ was gone. It was kind of heartbreaking. But, hey, that's progress, I guess. I don't know. All right, let's go and play more music here. This is The Kinks, Till the End of the Day, from The Kink Controversy, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrived. John come again, home again, around, to love. It's coming by bus or on the ground. Yeah.
There we are, Stray Cats, off of their debut. That's Rock This Town. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it sounds like he's like narrating West Side Story or something. Just like two groups coming together. You look at me once, you look at me twice. You look at me again, there's going to be a fight. It sounds like West Side Story. It really does. So Brian Setzer, that was like, what, like almost 20 years before, like the rockabilly, like big band, brass, whatever that thing was, that genre or that popular genre of music in the late 90s with like Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Screw on That Zippers. It was like a 24-month fad, and Brian Setzer foretold it in 1981 with Stray Cats. Prior to that, Generation X with Kleenex from their Generation X record. The Clash from Given 'Em Enough Rope. We heard English Civil War. And the Kinks started things off with Till the End of the Day from the Kink Controversy, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is our show. First in a two-part series inspired by the book Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio, written by Catherine Rye Jewell, a professor of, I don't remember, but she's at Fitchburg State College. I think that's the key takeaway there. She's local, kind of. All right, so that's what's going on here. I'm kind of taking my selections from the book, as I often do, but this time there's many playlists from various radio stations, and one of them is like KAOS in Seattle. The other one, of course, is WMBR, which is the MIT station. So there are so many stations get mentioned, including WMFO. I haven't gotten to that part yet. I'm sure it's a whole chapter. Anyway, all right, up next, it's the Hoodoo Gurus. Everybody say it together with me. Hoodoo Gurus, Hoodoo Gurus. It's I Want You Back from their debut, Stone Age Romeo's 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. About me and about my friends.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Don't do it, folks! accident. A girl to drive your car. A suit to wear on Mondays and a counter magazine. A heavy rain on holiday. A painting of the wall. A knife, a fork and memories. I like to see it all. You didn't leave me anything that I can. Dressed to wear on Sundays and a handle for the door. A letter that I sent for you. A note you left for me. A wave, a pack of cigarettes. A pocket full of beads. You didn't leave me anything that I can.
Yeah, all right, the Psychedelic Furs, All of This and Nothing from Talk, Talk, Talk. Only I would have the balls to play The Replacements, Kids Don't Follow, from the Stink record, right after Kraftwerk's Pocket Calculator. I mean, that's, seriously, right? Who else would do that? That's why I've got the big brass ones, and that's why you listen to me. Pocket Calculator, of course, that was off of Computer World, and frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show just devoted to that record, Computer World. In fact, there was a book written about it, and so the show was based on this book. Kind of like what I'm doing here tonight. All right, before that, Hoodoo Gurus with I Want You Back from Stone Age Romeos. They sound like very much like themselves, don't they? It's kind of like shouting vocals and just sort of like, they sound like a bunch of kids, but not like the Replacements did. I don't know, it's hard to kind of put my finger on it. Anyway, we're kind of in the home stretch here. This has been the show devoted to the book Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio, written by Catherine Rye Jewell. And so it's been an interesting ride through the early days of college radio in terms of what it means, what it meant, the oversight of the universities and whether or not they could control or program the stations or whether it was open to the kids, to the students, to do it the way they wanted to do it. And then there was the, eventually they, for some colleges, they gave it over, they gave the management of the station over to the kids and who were music directors, program directors, and general managers. They then realized that some of the broadcasts were very unprofessional, and the university started receiving some complaints, so they started forming these boards, advisory boards, and professors to kind of oversee the activities of the station. I figured that not all universities did this, which is kind of hard to believe, but eventually they came to that realization that the kids needed some oversight. And, you know, a lot of them were not in big, you know, metropolitan areas, but in, you know, town and gown communities. Athens, Georgia, of course, is one, and WUOG. I will not be playing any R.A.M. tonight. I've had like 3 R.A.M. shows in a row back in June and like a few weeks ago, so there's no need for any of that. So we'll have to just remember those shows. Anyway, next, it's A Girl in Trouble. It's a temporary thing from Romeo Void off of Instinct's 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
typo. To shoot a sex machine drug. It got 24 hours. Found clumps of hair.
there you are. Some hardcore there. You might argue that's more like straight edge, though, if you're a big music dork like myself. So we had to get some Minor Threat in there because of the reference I made earlier to hardcore DJs getting like kicked off programming or fired or whatever. They're actually getting fired. Like kids who are general managers with stations on like a power trip would actually fire kids for music they didn't like or that didn't adhere to their playlist. Prior to that, Gang of Four, Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time from Solid Gold, X, Johnny Hit and Run Pauline from Los Angeles, and Romeo Voids, A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing from Instincts. I'm about done here. Last song of the night is going to be Out of Control by U2. So the story goes that at WMBR, the station at MIT, Paul McGinnis, U2's manager, took U2 on their first visit to the U.S. in Boston to visit WMBR to find out how radio worked. And Henry Santoro, who later became a DJ at WFNX, was there. So we're going to play this, Out of Control. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.